Now, live from the Blind Ninja Studios in Western Wisconsin, a show with no purpose, hosted by experts at drinking, and they're almost definitely wearing pants. It's time for the Department of Offense.
Welcome to episode 463 of the Department of Defense. I'm your host, Casey. Joining me as always is Carlos.
I'm here.
All right. Well, thanks, Johnny. Okay, you're not Johnny. You're Carlos.
Oh, that was more of a Close Encounters.
Okay.
Damn it, Casey. You got to get your...
Gosh, I got to get my...
You got your scary movies right. Correct. Jesus.
Sorry. Not in scary movie season. I know we're like almost at the end of October, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I really haven't watched any scary movie since Alien in theaters. So
was Alien considered a scary movie?
It's a fun movie. It's a horror movie technically. I guess like the Alien movies are kind of closer to slasher side
of
horror.
Yeah, which I mean, yeah, I guess that's like, I feel like horror has gone more gore than like suspense.
And be not knowing what's going to happen, like. You know what's going to happen. Most people are going to die.
But it's suspenseful because we don't know if it's going to be an alien or an aliens movie.
Yeah.
And those are two different genres.
Well, they did the one alien movie, and they're like, we need more. And then they never went back down to the one.
No.
So, I mean, you got a good bet.
Well, sometimes you get an AVP movie.
I mean, those were movies.
They were. Well, they were a lot of fun.
I would say AVP was the movie. I don't know about the sequel.
AVP 2?
Yeah. I don't know if
AVP-er?
I don't know if that was technically a movie. You could maybe say that was not a movie.
Is it AVP? Predator Gigolo?
We're outside the Statute of Limitations. I pirated that movie, and I could not watch it.
Like, I watched it.
I watched.
It was fun.
I saw like 20, 30 minutes of it. It's like, I cannot watch this anymore. This is
trash. You could, though, and you did.
This is a garbage fire.
It was fine. It was fun.
I don't know about that.
It was fine and fun.
Sure.
Those are the words I just said, so
That was somebody who was like, okay, there's something to like in the AVP movie, number one. But so, what have you been up to?
Man, that's the question I ask you.
Oh, but I beat you to it.
Damn it. Well, I've been up to thinking about how I'm going to ask, what are you up to? What have you been up to?
Well, you know, we did something recently this last weekend. What was it? Like, we didn't record that weekend.
Willkommen auf Steintoberfest!
Steintoberfest 2024.
Yeah, damn right.
A lot of people did not bring their mugs with them. Apparently, a lot of them did not know that they get to keep the mugs.
I told everybody that when I gave them the mug. This is yours to keep.
Yep, and a lot of people got too drunk, I guess, to remember.
Well, about half of the mugs that we handed out stayed.
We have 10 mugs for 2024, 9 mugs for 2023.
Okay, so 8 mugs that we said, these are yours to keep.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah. it was a lot of fun this year. Again, I once again did not win.
Well, did you expect to win?
No.
Did you train to win?
No.
Then why would you think that you were going to win?
I just want to put that out there. I did not win.
So a few things for this year or for next year. We're going to make the obstacle course a harder splash limit.
Yeah.
Because we had people finishing in sub 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You need to drag that out a little bit.
Yeah, it needs to be a little more of a challenge.
Well, I just made it easier this year because last year was like hard. We still had people DQ.
Yeah.
So like
it was hard though to DQ.
Yes, it was actually impressive when people did DQ.
Yeah.
And then my dad wouldn't let me run it backwards because something about not having health insurance.
I mean, that wouldn't help. But your new job started up, so you have your health insurance.
No, I don't get it until December.
That is dumb. That's on the job. The job needs to make that work.
I know. Hey, I'm broken now. Fix me.
Exactly.
Also, the health insurance I got through the job isn't great.
Oh, that's not great either.
Well, you know, it's out of state. What are you going to do? We went through, we had Ehlinger Fest beer, and we had Pitchfork's Oktoberfest. We went through all but one pint of the Ehlinger.
Yeah, now we have a keg in the fridge
and about
here.
7 gallons of the pitchfork.
Yeah, so we have a keg here for, because a couple weeks' time is an anniversary show for Blind Ninja Studios.
Yeah.
And we'll go through at least half that those gallons here. And then you have some for that will probably get drunk up on Nacho Day.
Yeah, I'm hoping that our anniversary show is also going to be the launch of our closed beta for Hike RPG, so that's hopefully pretty exciting. I'll talk about that when it's my turn, but yeah.
And then, let's see, what else? Oh, did a bunch of Sea of Thieves this week.
We did a lot of pirating.
Hopped on a couple times this week with Gordon, I think twice, maybe three times, maybe on Sunday. Had some fun. The new season dropped on Thursday, which added grappling hooks that you can carry around.
Yeah, well, and I didn't realize the new season was dropping, so I popped on Thursday morning to do like a quick run before work, and then all the servers were down. Yeah. And I'm like, well, this is stupid. I guess I'll take my dog on a walk.
Yeah, and it turns out that the grappling hook makes one of those treasure rooms that was a pain in the ass way easier.
Oh, man, we got so much goddamn treasure last night.
So our problem was, like, so it was me, Casey, and Gordon last night.
Oh, man, last night was a hoot and a half.
So me and Gordon had some treasure on board. And it's like, well, wait for Casey, and then we'll hit this thing, and then we'll do this other thing, and then we can go sell. And then when we went to get that last thing, we had the key to the vault. We got to the vault. And then the volcano exploded, and
it wasn't good.
It killed all of us, and it sunk our ship.
I died last,
so we had to get our ship. And so, like, one of the things that the game has, so it's a first person. Sea of Thieves is a first person pirates game where you have a crew of up to 4 people manage a boat. We had a 3 person ship that we were riding around with, not a galleon, but a I can't remember what they're called.
The middle one.
Whatever the middle size ship is, which is
it's
like
not a frigate.
2 or 3 people.
No.
And
a schooner? No.
No. But we had that, and we took that out, and so the volcano exploded, burned that ship down pretty quickly. Like, I died, and then, like, I spawned on
brigantine.
The ship. Brigantine. And then I spawned on the ship and instantly died, which might have had something to do with all the explosives that Gordon likes to store on the ship. That maybe, and then, like, we spawned on another island where our ship respawns, but, like, which means we had to hike our asses over to the exploding volcano that was still going on to try to reclaim our treasure. And then, so there's a thing called emissary status where, like, there's a couple different, like, in-game things. Like, there's things for, like, people who care about gold, people who care about skulls, things like that. And, like, the group that Gordon cares about is the ones who care about gold.
Well, it's not anymore, because he finished that last night.
Yeah, so, but, like, any
so
emissary.
We can stop dealing with that nonsense.
You can get up to rank 5, and if you get, like, what you do by, like, flying that flag and then just grabbing all the shit, like, grabbing a bunch of shit, and then once you rank 5, you just sell that stuff for more cash. And, we lost our flag, and we needed to get the rank 5 in order to resell that stuff after the vault. So we spent like another hour getting that emissary status.
We did.
And sold for like 350,000 worth of gold. So that was I can now afford a galleon for the guild that Casey started up. And it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun.
It's called Pints and Doubloons or Doubloons and Pints.
Made a lot of fun of Gordon for his nonstop cooking.
Well, it's because he's the chef.
He never stops cooking in that game.
Are we going to start rolling around in a galleon now that we're going to have a galleon?
So that's better if you have 4 people.
Well, I know, but if we have 3 people.
I mean, we can. We don't need that many cannons, but we can.
Wrong. So many cannons. There's enough cannons for everybody.
We'll see what Jake Tom's up to, like, once he gets back to Florida and then resolves whatever that situation is for him. So, yeah, but that was fun. And then other than that, I just had kitten stuff all week, and that's it.
Just kittens? You just had kittens all week?
What have you been up to this last week?
Oh, man, what have I been up to? Well, we did the old Steintor Butterfest. I think there were 2 times throughout the day where I was like, we should just go record a podcast right now. And then we didn't, because that was the smart thing to do. And then... yeah, I don't know, man. I worked a bunch. Yeah, pretty much I worked a lot this week. Just getting shit done. Did some pirates. That's kind of it. Fuck, man. It was kind of a boring week. Got home from Steintoberfest and napped.
Yeah.
Just napped.
That's
all
fair.
And then ate sausages all week because I just ate leftover sausages all week long, which was great. You know, then I was sick of sausages.
I bet.
So last night I went and got hamburgers, and those were pretty good. Went and hung out at Trove Brewery a couple of times this week, so that was a blast. Got my, well, there was a squirrel in the window. He's now below the window, but there was just a big fat squirrel ass right up in the window.
They'll do that.
But yeah, besides that, we are getting up on the deadline for the closed alpha, I guess is what I'm calling it. We'll do a closed alpha and an open beta, or a closed beta and then an open beta, I don't know, of Hike RPG, the app that I've been working on since March 2023. And so we're getting close on that. You've been helping me a ton with the story aspect of it. Been trying to come up with... We're going to go Developer's Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some nerd shit for a while. Or I guess just like this is just some like we're building an app and it's like a weird process. And so I kind of want to talk about some of that. So you're helping me with a lot of like the story writing and stuff like that. So for those of you who don't know, Hike RPG is a... It's a story-driven hiking app. I haven't quite figured out the tagline for it yet, but I think that's the closest thing I have. So it's a way to take your normal walks and hikes and add an RPG element to them. Right? Like,
you know,
you keep like giving me this eye, and
I just realized you need to have like ability to like create a fellowship. Fellowship rewards.
That is like the plan, like to like have like groups and fellowships and do the whole thing. But yeah, it's basically just a walking simulator. But no, so you start a quest and it drops story beats on you as you do your walk and gives you things to like do with your character. Like we have combat, we have conversations, we have skill challenges. And then you get gold to buy equipment to upgrade your character. It's very exciting.
And next weekend, we're doing some recording. Actually.
Next weekend, we're doing recording. So, one thing that we can do, because we all love to talk so much, is, all of the like quests are going to be voice acted, by, your BNS favorites and your not so favorites. So that's going to be exciting. There is a character in there that I've written. So I've written a few characters. One for sure is going to be voiced by our very own Brian Prefer.
Oh, like you're going to have... I figured like there's always going to be the narrator talking for the NPCs.
No, NPCs is going to be like the narrator handles the internal monologue and the narrator bits.
All right.
And then the NPCs handle their... Right. NPC bits, because I think that's more entertaining.
Right.
Do you not agree?
Well, like, I was thinking of, like, a storybook type thing where, like, the narrator's always talking. Like, and always covers, like, the other dialogue then.
Well, so I thought
kinda
about
kind of like that. Audiobook type stuff.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I wanted it more, like, full cast audiobook. Right. Where you have, like, your standard narrator with, like, your main character point of view. And then you have everything else voiced by somebody else or, like, a different affectation or something. Like, different enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like we do with D&D. Mm-hmm. But it is also set in the world of Lothos. So if you want to get some behind the scenes on that, go ahead and listen to Legends of Lothos on the BNS channel. I know, it's very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be Android only. We're coming out. We're figuring out monetization and all of that. But if you'd like to be part of the beta, head over to hikerpg.com in the next week, and we'll have a sign up there. I'm working on getting that up this weekend. And then you can sign up for the closed beta and give us your feedback and all of that stuff. Also, so some like real nerd shit. So let's talk about .NET MAUI for a minute. Fucking love it, but hate it at the same time. Like, a lot of things are super easy to do. Some things are tough, And then I'm dealing with, like, Google stores.
So you haven't caught the big kahuna on the Maui yet?
Not yet. I haven't gotten the big kahuna on the Maui yet. But, yeah, this is all written entirely in C#. You've seen the code base. It's not too crazy, I don't think.
I don't think so.
But, yeah, it's kind of fun. So .NET Maui is essentially, I should be able to mostly write it once and publish it on both Android and iPhone. There's some hoops I have to jump through for iPhone, so we're doing Android first. Right now I'm jumping through all of those hoops, which there's a bunch there too, which is really irritating. But yeah, it's just trying to find time to code around everything else. What is that?
I don't know. That was not on the table before.
Well, it's on the table now.
Yeah, no, I don't think a cat put it up there, but they could have. They could have. They've been kind of weird.
Okay, right, we'll figure out what that is later. All right. Well, should we try this beer in front of us?
Yes.
Considering I just rambled for 5 minutes on nothing and lost my point.
We're drinking some Tom's.
Oh, Tom's Burned Down Cafe?
No. No. It's not even a Falling Knife Cafe, which is apparently it's a Falling Knife classic American
lager.
Yeah,
Falling Knife is a brewery in the cities.
The one pint.
They're in Minneapolis, Northeast.
4.8%.
Yep. This is a enjoyable anytime classic American lager beer. Man, we don't have any like copy on this can.
I mean, if it's a classic American lager, that should speak for itself. It should just be very bare bones simple.
Tom's Falling Knife. Let's see.
You know, for an American lager, it's got some body to it.
Nope. Yep. This is our take on a classic American lager, the kind you pound while building a brewery.
It's a good lager.
Honestly, yeah, it's clean.
I would take
it's clear.
I would definitely take this over the official American lagers of Miller and Michelob. And
you know what I wouldn't take this over?
What?
The official beer of the studio, Modelo.
It's hard to top a Modelo.
There's like, it's super dry.
But I'm okay with that. It makes it like so you want to go back for more.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredibly drinkable. It's really good. You want to give me a number?
You know, I think this is very solid. I'm going to give this a 7.5. I don't think it's the best lager I've ever had, but like if it's like it's an American lager, so you're not going to get that fancy with it. Like, this is good. This is about,
that's fair.
This is about what you're going to get.
Yeah. No, you're just not going to get fancy with it. I'm also going to give it a 7. It's just good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just good. What the fuck is this? Sorry. I'm giving this a 7. I found a piece of paper.
All right.
I have Bash Ketchup, Dick Doland, and Jimmy Heckles.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we did. I think that was the baseball one. Was the one with Jimmy
Heckles. Oh, with Gordon Gekko. Okay. And the Thunder. Yep. Okay. The Rowdy Calicos and the Thundering Finches.
ESPN, the Ocho.
And, yep, curling. Okay. Now I understand. Sometimes I find notes and I don't really remember what show they're
from. Well, there was one less note because the cats found it. It's like, this is a toy and we're going to chew this up and we're going to leave it on the floor, on the upstairs.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Really, cats, like, that's just, good job, cats.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you have another bottle of bourbon.
Oh, thank God.
Yep, behind the Bardstown. It's hiding.
All right. As long as I got another board of bourbon laying around. All right. So
is that my border bourbon?
No. I think that it'd be. I don't think there would have been a reason for you to ever buy 45th parallel in the last 5 years.
Well, no, I had a maple one, but I don't think that's the maple one.
No. I only get the regular border bourbon.
No. I know. But I had a maple one. Maybe I drank it all. That's entirely possible. Anyway, that's neither here nor there nor anywhere.
It's over there. For us, not for our listeners.
No,
though.
The listeners aren't even over there. Should we get to our discussion topic for the day? I'm pretty excited about our discussion topic for the day. Would you like me to read it to you one more time?
Yes, please.
All right. Let's see. What societal rules would you ditch first in a last man on Earth scenario? So let me lay out the scenario first, give you the ground rules. So we're talking about, did you ever see that show Last Man on Earth?
I didn't watch it. I'm aware it exists. Okay. It turns out, I was disappointed when it turns out he was not the last man on Earth.
Okay, yeah. No, but we're talking about the premise where he actually is the last man on Earth. So that kind of thing. Like, you are truly the last human on the planet.
So we don't want. So you're literally the last person. Like,
literally
So we're not talking about, like, there's a handful of people in, like, a zombie apocalypse or anything.
No,
like,
you are the last person on Earth. There's no roam of marauders. There's no zombies. You are the last human being on Earth. Other animals still exist, but no more human beings. Okay? So this weird, apocalypse happened. And, like, we're not talking, like, there's no rotting corpses everywhere. Like, let's say it was the rapture and you were the only one not taken.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one who believed in whatever weird god that you believed in.
All other gods were valid except whichever one you chose.
Yes. You chose the one invalid option. Even atheists got to go.
Yeah.
But they were like, nah, your weird fish head dude is too weird.
That totally made his basement. I guess that's what he's with.
So what are the societal rules? And, like, let's start small. Like, what are the small societal rules that you're going to, like, give up first?
I mean, one of the first things is, like, I'm not going to care if I go outside naked. If I, like, oh, I just need to go outside for some quickly, not for a long period of time, but if I just need to quickly go outside, like, I'll go outside naked.
How many times do you leave your bedroom naked?
Not very often.
And you live alone?
I'll put sandals on.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't believe you. I really don't think you would, because you leave your bedroom wearing pants now.
I mean, what if I need to go outside?
Do you sleep naked?
No.
Are you going to start?
No.
So are you going to take your underpants off to go outside?
Maybe I will.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think that's a valid answer, because you don't do anything naked right now.
Yeah, but I could start. I guess it's not too late to start. If the world ends, I can start.
Like, what benefit would that give you?
I don't know.
That was the first thing that came to your mind? You're
it,
like...
It absolutely was. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
Stop parking in parking spots.
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm just going to, like, drive up to the building and then stop there. Well, I still have a car, obviously.
Yeah.
Also, I'm just going to take whatever car I can. Literally, whatever car is closest is now my car. Because cars are disposable this point.
It depends on, like, was everybody raptured instantly? You might have a limited selection.
Okay, a relatively limited selection for a limited amount of time, because gasoline, like,
any cars on the road, like, if they were running, are going to just run themselves dry.
Yeah. But, okay, like, but parking lot cars, there's going to be hundreds of those.
Yeah.
And I'll just take those.
Yeah.
So cars are disposable. But also, like, yeah, so I don't park where I'm supposed to anymore. Like, I can just do whatever. Also, I'm no longer... Like, I guess, honestly, like, at this point, I think everything becomes disposable. I wear each outfit once.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't do laundry anymore. I just leave things and walk away.
I don't know if I could do that, because that sounds like you're just, like, because the problem is, like, trash is now going to pile up for you, so you have to take it further away to get rid of it.
No, I just leave.
Oh, you just move locations.
Yeah, I put everything in an RV.
I don't know.
And I move.
I don't know if I could do that. Like, I think I would want my stuff to be at one central location.
Yeah, in your RV.
I don't know.
And then your stuff goes with you, and then that's home now. And then when it gets too messy, you leave.
I guess.
You're like, ah, this place smells like shit. I should probably drive like 60 meters in that direction.
Oh, yeah.
I move after every poop.
Oh, I'll do it, yeah.
Just shit on the side of the road. I don't do that. I still like bidets. You know what I do, though, is I pee off of bridges.
You said do.
I know. I pee off of every bridge without abandon.
Well, absolutely. Obviously.
Like, that's the greatest thing that you can do when there's no other people around.
I mean, it should be an American right as it is.
Yep. What do you do to entertain yourself?
I mean, if we're going to be honest, going insane pretty quickly. Like, I think that's... like,
really?
That I think that would...
Well, you still have your cats.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, but, like, without other people, like to keep myself occupied, I think I would, like, start losing touch with sanity. Whatever sanity I got left, it's going to be going pretty quickly.
I think I'd be good until Lando died.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Like, I guess Lando, like, is a little bit different, like, socially. Like, I guess the cats are, like, they like to cuddle at night and stuff like that.
But, like, I can talk to Lando, and, like, he responds.
Yeah, but he doesn't, he, like, responds to the fact that he's a dog, and he's acknowledging that, like, you are making noises right now. Cats do not even do that. They'll be like, look at you, like, well, I'm gonna go, deal with this over here.
So as a dog person, I'll last a little bit longer.
Maybe, yeah. And but like entertainment wise, like, so I think one of the things I do, like, is I try to get a hold of, like, as I mean, like, those game books, like the one player RPG stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how long like electric stuff is gonna last. Like, obviously one of the
because you're not gonna go fix that.
Well, one of the you can't fit power plants. You can what you can do is like you can get like enough to last your lifetime of like as long as you're quick about it and careful about it, like I have like generators and stuff like that, to keep so that you actually have power. But like that's gonna also be like any like so like there'll be a lot of games and stuff I can still play. But I'll get bored of that eventually because like who's gonna be maintaining the internet? Like the internet is gonna go down.
Oh
fast.
No, the internet's gonna be gone.
Like you do not have long with the internet.
The internet goes down when there's a heavy breeze outside.
Yeah, I think. If everybody's gone, one of the first things I do is I try to download all the games on this hard drive as fast as possible. I do that at as many Wi-Fi locations as I can across town, and see how far that gets me. But I don't know. Like I'd be able to read a lot of books, that's for sure.
Yeah,
like going to be hitting the libraries and bookstores and all that stuff.
So, all right, let's flip this on its head a little bit. What rules are you gonna keep?
I will never stop wiping my butt.
Do you think that's a society rule?
No, it's also like I think it should be.
That's just a rule.
It should be absolutely.
That's not a societal rule.
I don't know. I've been society. There's people who are like, I don't think that person wiped very well.
You're talking about Gen Con?
That's all that too. Yeah. But like it's just like or like a bidet or wiping is just like those are all things like
yeah you have to clean your asshole
like because I refuse like I'm gonna like try to keep myself like keep myself clean like I yeah. might not shower as often but it still needs like grooming still needs to be important
man I like a daily shower is super important to me yeah. Like. The longest I go without a shower is Madeline, and like by the end of that,
oh,
I'm like,
you just feel so gross.
Yeah, and I'm like, I hate this so much. And even then, I'm like, I wish I had brought my flip flops so I could go take a shower right now.
Yeah.
But like, there's also nothing like that shower after Madeline, and you're just like, oh my god, I'm so clean now.
I am washing the island off of me right now.
Yep. But yeah, like that's super fucking important. Yeah, the cleanliness.
I'd probably never.
I mean, I'm gonna steal everything, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is it stealing if everybody's gone?
I think no, it's
yeah,
not.
It's just yours,
it's
now,
yours
right?
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
You can declare eminent domain, and nobody will say otherwise.
Exactly. That's how genocide works. And then, man, what else would I like? Just not get like keep up with. Probably speed limits. For the most part.
Well, I think it's safe. I think it's important to follow the speed limits just because of the fact that there's going to be cars all over the place on the roads.
Yeah.
So unless you personally are clearing the roads of like roads that you're like going to go through regularly, it's better just to
vote every 4 years.
But like you'll be voting for yourself.
Well, yeah, I'll be president.
Yeah.
For a little bit until like,
well, Lando will be
president. I shit all over the Oval Office.
Lando will be president for a while first.
That's true. We're going to make him president first.
Cuz like Lando can't vote, but you can vote.
We're going to go on the ball party. Would you try going to another continent?
No. I think North America is enough. Like, I can even go to South America. I think that's more than enough, and I would probably avoid South America. Just because, like, you're starting to get closer to, like, especially once, like, people are gone away after a couple years. Like, that's more jungle. Like, that's going to be more mosquitoes and all that type of stuff. And, like, I want to avoid... I think staying in, like, climates where there's fewer mosquitoes is better.
I would probably try to make it to Europe.
Wow.
Just for funsies.
Is that the plan? Lando's gone. President Lando is no longer running the office. It's like, all right, time to get on a boat.
We go to Europe.
If you're lucky...
There's nothing in the U.S. for me anymore.
If you're lucky, you end up on Iceland or Greenland.
Why would that be lucky?
I don't know if you'd make it all the way to Europe.
Why?
It sounds like it'd be hard.
I would take a cruise ship.
I do not think you can do a cruise ship by yourself.
I don't see why not.
Like the fuel would have gone bad over the years. Like I think you would end up stranded in the middle of the ocean on a cruise ship. And unfortunately, you would have to live on that cruise ship for quite a while. I don't think there's an easy way off that.
You know what? I bet I could figure out a way to make it a easier trip. Like, what if I go north to, like, Alaska?
Yeah.
And then go across to Russia and then around.
Yeah, I think that'd be an easy way to do it.
And then I get to finally see Asia.
Yeah.
From my cruise ship.
Oh, yeah. You don't do the cruise ship. You ended up, like, unable to control anything.
Why? It's so big.
That's the problem. That is the problem.
I'll train a bunch of dogs to do everything for me. Just me and a pack of dogs taking our cruise ship around the world.
Like, I think one of the first things I would do would probably be let a lot of animals out of their houses to try to give them a chance.
No, that's going to backfire.
Well, I mean, what, they are going to die starving in their homes?
Yep, or they're going to die starving on the street eating you.
Well, maybe they won't. Or maybe that's life.
I'll let out all the dogs. I'm not letting out any cats.
I don't think the cats are going to be... The cats are going to kill all the bird population. Well, in the town, at least. Like, and I don't think there's enough cats to kill all of Wisconsin's... I'm not going to leave the town and go to other places to get cats out.
Yeah, that'll be interesting if cats left unchecked would just take over everything.
I mean, if every cat in America had not been spayed and neutered and then was let out to be free... There'd be a lot less birds in a couple decades.
It's true. I gotta figure out how to get to New Zealand.
That would be that would be hard.
I know.
It's an island.
I know.
And it's surrounded by a lot of water.
Yeah, I gotta read a lot of books.
Yeah.
Watch a bunch of internet videos before they go away.
And then still end up stranded on the cruise ship for years as like it gets stuck, like just floating around.
I'm gonna figure out how to get there. Maybe I'll fly.
You know, that might be safer. Well, no, because nobody's going to maintain any of the towers. So, like, you'd need, like, a pontoon, like, one of those, like, planes that, like, can land on water.
What if I learn how to skydive?
Well, you don't have to worry about landing then.
That's what I'm thinking. And disposable planes.
Yeah.
That should work, right?
I think it would suck, though. I think it would, like, I don't think it'd be fun. I don't think I would travel to other countries.
What else are you going to do?
I might go to Canada and Mexico, but, like, You have to.
They don't exist anymore.
Yeah, but like I don't think there's a lot of other. Like, I'm not gonna try to go to another continent. Like, I don't think it's worth it.
Oh, I would definitely try to go to another continent. Super worth it.
I would probably go see the Grand Canyon, stuff like that. But like, it's like I'm not gonna go to another continent. Not until I was like, all right, I'm ready to fucking die. Let's hit to another continent because I'm not gonna make. I might not make it.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always that. Like, I think at that point you're just looking for the sweet release of death, so you just keep trying more and more insane things. Especially once Lando's dead.
Yeah.
Also, you better go get Lando.
I'll go get Lando.
Okay. Like, that better be the first thing you do.
I'll put it on my list.
If you're the last person, you got to go get Lando.
Yeah, it's what I deserve for worshiping a fish head that I put on a stick.
I know. My hamster head on a stick was much more deity worthy. Oh, shit. Right. Well, anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Well, geez. That did not last nearly as long as I thought it was going to.
We hit 40 minutes. Oh, well. Well, damn it. We're going to have to say this is a failure. We failed.
Oh, geez. We're not very good at this game anymore, are we?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to succeed when we die. We're going to not succeed at that either, though, if we were the last people alive.
Well, that's probably true.
And there is no victory condition for that, though. And there's no victory condition for time length for podcasts.
Damn right. All right, guys. If you have any questions, comments, show ideas, I don't know, probably keep them to yourself. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead and shoot us an email or feedback at mindstudios.com or find us on the Instagrams or head over to HikeRPG.com and check out our new app. And I'll see you guys next week.